Blog Talk Radio.
Was, of course, it could only be Duran Duran from the
Diamond Bond.
There you go, Bond, James Bond. It could only be from the James Bond film, and that was View to a Kill, obviously. The film, the James Bond film that started on the Eiffel Tower in Paris and went across the world. It's such a great song. Great, fantastic song. And so, got some great lyrics. I'll go back to those in a sec. Anyway, so you've managed to stumble upon a team of voices sponsored by the AP Taylor Poetry Foundation. I happen to be AP. And I have with me none other than Jay Hatter. Hi, Hatter. How are you?
I'm just fine, AP. Thank you.
Excellent.
I wasn't familiar with that.
Thank you. Oh, that's a great song. Oh. Even better clip. And thank you to Deb, Deborah Lee, who's with us as well, for putting it up on the board. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome.
has some great lyrics. I love the choice for you is the view to a kill, between the shades, assassination standing still. Who puts assassination as rhymes and stuff in songs? It's just Earth's crystal
Duran,
clear
Duran.
As the fall of snowflakes on your body. First time in years to drench your skin in lover's rosy flame. It's actually really beautifully written. Anyway, there you go. I love that song. I was singing along in the background. Fortunately, you all have me on mute because music's coming out of the States. I'm coming out of Australia, and somewhere in the midst, it seems to go badly out of sync. So anyway, sounds good to me. Sounds bad to everybody else. But it did get a Golden Globe Award, that song, Tatter. Did get a Golden Globe Award. Got the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song in 1985. There you go. So it was recognised with a few gongs. Anyway, coming back to why.
What movie was that for?
Yeah, I think so. Bond movie. Yeah,
Which
View
one?
To a Kill. And so coming back.
View to a Kill.
Tatter,
it was the title track.
A View to a Kill. Title track.
Okay.
Coming back. To why we actually had that music, it's because it was from a James Bond film, and the theme for this week is Bond. Now, Bond, of course, can be James Bond, or it can be a relationship between people or groups, or it can be in a connection between two surfaces, or a strong force of attraction, or ropes or chains used to restrict something, or an agreement with legal force, or even in written a pattern of bricks, which is called English Bond. But I don't expect anybody to know that. But anyway, they're the four main sort of crews of titles, but James Bond, which comes back five, that we have when we talk about Bond. And so it's a good word to use because you can use it in so many different contexts. So, so Hatter, did you have fun with your poem this week?
Yeah, I'm not real happy with it. I wish I would have went another
really?
Angle. Yeah. But the final edit took too long to start another one, so.
Oh, okay. So it's sort of one of those it'll do poems, yeah? You finished your homework.
It's like a commercial. It's like a commercial.
Okay. And Deb, did you have a run of it as well?
Well, it was more of a, I had a poem that, okay, so indirectly, the first thing
yes.
that pops into my mind when somebody says Bond, James Bond, is shaken, not stirred.
Yes.
So
correct.
I knew that I had a poem that had that in the title. So instead of writing
yes.
something new, I was playing editor. And yeah. So I brought one that has nothing to do with Bond except it's shaken and stirred.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay, well, and I should say thanks to Deb because I know, Deb, I've sort of taken a lot of your week this week in getting my first book out there, which is now out for sale on Amazon, Hatter, Reflections of Portland. And so being the sort of hard taskmaster that I am, you know, we went through a number of different iterations of this, but it's out there looking its own little clever self. My thanks to Deb for making that possible and supporting that and I guess even more importantly, encouraging me to do some sketches because that's sort of become a big thing for me. So... says he with, you know, Derwent English pencils all out to my right hand side. That's been a lot of fun. So my thanks to Deb for doing that. And I think you're the next cab off the rank, Hatter, my understanding is.
This is true.
What?
You're
your
the
book
next book off the rank.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, what was the name of yours?
Yeah.
What was the name of
mine? The name of mine, the name of mine is Reflections of Portland,
yeah.
And it's available okay. Across the world in Amazon, Hatter, right now.
Cool.
Hunter, if you click the link I just put in your inbox, it'll take you right to it. Just saying.
Okay. I just wanted to say it again on the air.
No. Thank you. No. Very, very, very kind of you to do that. So, I might start with mine, Hatter.
Okay.
I did this one this morning. I did this one this morning, and I'm actually happy with this one. I did it for the program. I'm happy with it.
I do.
It's up in my top 15 ranked poems. I don't think it's too bad. So here we go. This is Bond, called a singer, going back to James Bond, shaken, not stirred. And it goes a little bit like this. Cockatoos arc freely off the highest cloud, flying in formation by a heavy, loud display. Their solid white, the yellow tinge is a shroud, many seek reins. Their weak will be hay. As others wielding machinery seeking gold, it lies in small deposits well below the crust. And they must keep digging hard to be bold, deep in those caverns metals do they trust. On highways to B-doubles rumble, filled with crates of freight moved overnight. And the rivers here large, they drive them to stumble on a small hillside below sun, fiercely bright. To star-crossed nights, the offices here open, linking the Americas with Asia and beyond. A remnant of geography just so lucky when got dropped into this rainforest for the front. And so within this movement, we are all drawn back to this nation so many now call home, as can travel or venture by currents born. A bond draws us back once the seas run. End poem.
Thank you.
Hunter?
I'm sorry. Am I muted?
No, you're on.
I was trying to follow here. Okay, or I'm shaking this, dude. Cockatoos are truly off of the highest cloud. Help me out, Deborah.
Well, luckily I got to hear this earlier because I was in the green room and I missed the read, and that person was looking for a different radio group, so I hooked them up with the phone number because that's the kind of people we are, the team of voices. So, I think I remember that part of my favorite part of this was at the end there. And so within this movement, we are drawn back to this nation so many now call home. As can travel or venture by currents born, a bond draws us back. Once the seas roam, it's that, I think I called it that, there's no place like that syndrome that, you know, you get there's no place like mm-hmm. home, and that's the kind of feel that came out of the end there. And I like the visuals, like the cockatoos and the little nods to stuff around you, and the others wielding machinery seeking gold. It lies in small deposits well below the crust. It's just, it speaks well of your country and the things around you, and the fact that no matter how corny, no matter where you roam, you always,
yep.
you never roam too far from home. But it fits.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No,
how about that, Hatter?
Hannah?
Are you muted?
I don't know. Things going on. Hello, Hatter. I'm not sure what's gone on. Dip? He was there a minute ago.
Yeah, it says he's here.
I know.
Although sometimes he hits it with his cheek and he's gone and doesn't realize it.
Oh,
the board
awesome.
Says hold on. So maybe he's giving the cat some food.
or anything that needs to happen to make that quieter. But anyways, I thought that was good fun. It was a nice little linkage back step. It was just a sort of, you know, let the things move along as they do, and then, you know, there's a combat movement, of course, and then, you know, eventually things will resolve in that, you know, people will find their way back to where they started. Really, that's what it's all about. Not too complicated, really. So.
Yeah. But not
a poem about James Bond. But I got there on the title. What I thought I'd do while Hatter was temporarily. was that I might read Stephen's poem, Stephen 76's poem. Because Stephen sent in a piece that he did, which was on James Bond, actually, a couple of years ago. So I might read that while Hatter is doing what he needs to do. Is that okay, Deb? Well, this is thanks to Stephen 76 for sending this in too. And this was a gold winner, actually, in a James Bond competition 3 years ago. This is a poem called Back to My Job, and it talks about the film, the Bond film, The Spy Who Loved Me, great opening sequence, and it goes a little bit like this. Called back to job by M, I'm far on a mountaintop. Having believed my girl, my work never stops. Put on the skiing gear, this is the only way down, blow a kiss to my dear, I am sea level bound. But someone is shooting at me as I make my way downhill. While this happens all the time, it's not my kind of thrill. Putting on all the moves, taking them out one by one, now I've lost one ski, not my idea of fun. Wish I was somewhere warmer, perhaps Palau Harbour. Maybe my mission will take me there and I can get some colour. But no daydreams for me right now, still two more left to kill. Perhaps I'd spoken wrong before. It's actually quite a thrill. End poem. See, that's got really good.
Yeah.
Was fun.
And there's
helicopters.
And
guns and ice and snow, and then this big jump at the end. It's really cool. So really great stuff. The Bond movies were known for their fantastic starts. You know, the one take, 10, 15 minute sort of beginnings, which were just fantastic. So, the A View to a Kill was one, and this was another, the Spy Loved Me. And that there's wonderful set of titles at the front where it was always the same, and then there was the picture of the spy, and then the gun came out, and then the blood came down the screen. It was always the same format. But you know, Stephen got a real sense of that. There was always a sense of sort of fun to it. I know people were shooting at each other, and it doesn't make any sense, but there was always a sense of fun to what was going on with the chases. You always knew he was going to somehow win, however the heck that was. So I thought it was a really good poem.
Yeah, I agree. And the photo that he chose too, you can picture him trying to slalom in between each of the mountains,
yes,
trying to hide from whoever's chasing him. He's supposed to be on vacation, and he's trying to get away so they don't bring him back, type of thing. And I thought. Where was that? There was right in the first stanza, I'm far on a mountaintop having to leave my girl, my work never stops. And I thought it was sweet that he did the little nod to having to leave his girl. I'm sure that Kay got a kick out of that too. And putting on all the moves, taking them out one by one. Now I've lost one ski. Not my idea of fun. It's just really cool all the way through. Congrats on the gold, Stephen, even if it was old.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's the film where James Bond drives a Lotus Esprit S1 sports car as a submarine, and they basically built a custom-built submarine that looks like a Lotus Esprit S1 sports car, and they went off the road and into the water, and a flipped into a submarine. It's very cool if you're into that sort of thing, which I am. There you go. Stephen 76 and his piece. So I am still no wiser as to where Hatter has gone there. So absolutely no idea what's happening, Hatter. So anything you can give me would be great. In the meantime, I think we probably should put your palm on the board, Deb.
I'm laughing at his note on the board. It's so detailed. It says, hold on.
Yeah, I know. We can do that. But that was like 6 or 7 minutes ago.
Maybe Joy brought him something to eat. Who knows? But I'm getting indirectly related to Bond.
I have to say, Deb, something exciting did happen here in my local area in the last 2 days. Yeah, but the hotel directly opposite me has opened up their kitchen for dinners. And I actually think that's going to be a big thing, you know, very helpful. So, and like, seriously, Parmigianas, you know, Parmigiana, real Parmigiana, tomato, cheese over the top, with chips and salad, $18 Australian, $12 US.
Sounds yummy. I usually, if I get the Parmesan, I get the chicken Parmesan, but still the price, especially the feel.
$12? Jeeps, you know, can't go wrong with that. Anyway, I am looking at the board, and I can see your palm up there, Deb. So do you want to read that for us?
I can do that, absolutely. And this is called Batter Up, Shaken and Stirred. And here we go. Week-old popcorn draws my seagull friends, Dale Butter Fistfuls. Ivory and silver feathers gather above me like airborne dancers on a saltwater breeze. They drink my whispers, synchronized by motion. In a blizzard of waving wings, their rising shrieks become my song, devouring desperate cries. Buffered by their gratitude for the gift of floating snacks, the aerial ballet triggers a calm exhale and slow ascension from my toes. A glimmer of soft light grows with intensity inside deep caverns haunted by emotional darkness. Chasing ebony shades with chains of bondage outside the boundaries of my awareness, I recognize compassion's willingness to free captives in lonely prisons locked behind despair. Using handfuls of hope, releasing stale popcorn, and nature's feathered angels turn lyrical keys. End the poem.
Well, that's an interesting poem, Deb. It's a very interesting poem. I like the week-old popcorn and stale butter fistfuls, and that it, the handfuls of hope releasing stale popcorn and nature's feathered angels to turn lyrical keys. It's a very neat sort of way to start and then poem with that same sense and approach. And it's certainly something I wouldn't have thought of doing. I really like that. And I know it was sort of somewhat sideways to the prompt, because it was sort of the James Bond sort of shaken not stirred as always is sort of you know, that's what he, I think it comes out of what it has with these martinis. Yeah. But yeah, it actually fitted very well. I like the style and the sense of it.
Thanks so much. Yeah, that's about what it looks like, too, when you toss out the fistfuls of popcorn. It's suddenly a wall of the seagulls, and they are very vocal. And
yes.
When you have that many critters surrounding you for food, for one, you watch out for dive bombs. and for two, you can say anything you want because they keep secrets. So I really like my beach and my seagulls and some stale movie theater popcorn from one of the kids' jobs, and I'm all set.
So did you deliberately go for the stale popcorn just to have that scene, or do you, or is it just a way of getting rid of stale popcorn?
I feed the birds here in the yard. I feed the seagulls at the beach. And because it's stale popcorn is so readily available, it's my thing.
Cool. Makes sense. And obviously they gather around, which is the whole point.
Makes me feel bad for anybody who showed up with like a yellow beach blanket or a yellow beach towel because the bag's a big yellow bag, and then you throw out the yellow fistfuls of the popcorn. So they're smart.
Yeah.
They know. They come back.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Like here, I usually just grab a bucket full and toss it out the back kitchen window. Well, as soon as I lift up the window to get the screen, you can see all the different birds lining up on the tree line waiting for me to shut the window. And the minute it hits the windowsill, they dive towards their bits of popcorn. It's awesome. Anyway, I wonder if Hatter's back.
I'm back.
Hatter.
Yeah. Just checking the perimeter.
Hatter, are you home alone?
Okay. You okay, Hatter?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're okay?
Yeah, just listening.
Okay. I'm all right. Just checking.
Yep.
Okie doke.
Freaking out.
So, Hatter, we've got fairly quickly to the point where I am going to put your poem up on the board. Now, did you want me to read that for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. So let me get that and put that on the board, and then we'll have a chat to you about that. So, just doing that now.
Hatter? That was some heavy duty beating on the door there.
It was.
So, I guess we'll wait for him, and I'll point out to you that the art there was drawn by Hatter.
Yes.
And you like how he put ATOB in the center?
Yes. Very neat.
A section of, I think that one is shaded in blue for the book to get rid of that shadow spot there. But that's going to be in Hatter's book.
Okay, cool.
His
book's not too far away, Deb. Like weeks away.
Like I have it completely formatted, and what's left now is the dotting of I's and the crossing of T's, and then ready to go.
All right, I'm back.
Hello.
You okay, Hannah?
Yeah. All good, Hatter?
What?
Yeah. All good.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, well, I am going to read the piece by Jay Hatter called It's Just Got to Be True, Bond, not part of the title, so don't read aloud. I just did. And it goes a little bit like this. Hey, do you got things that need fixing? Just sit down and give me a listen.
Wait.
What's happening?
You didn't listen. You didn't follow the instructions.
I didn't. That's okay. I'm keeping on going.
You read it aloud anyway.
I did.
Yeah.
In that show. Hey, do you got things that need fixing? Just sit right down and give me a listen. Those priceless things cracked and broke, and you just can't throw them away. What would you do if I said it was true? Would you wait to hear what I have to say? There is a goo that works like glue. It can fix any kind of crack. It also tastes almost to pastry. It makes a great late-night snack. That broken dish just make a wish, and it goes back together. With Bond at two, it's almost true. It's waterproof in most kinds of weather. A space-age toolkit, the astronauts used it on the way to the moon and back. Mixed with tang, boda, bing, boda, bang, can fill any size pack. You can light it on fire to fill your desires, or you can mould it for a hat. You can feed it to Fido, another thing that I know. You can also feed it to your cat. Don't take too long, they're almost gone. By one, I'll send you two. And you can bet on it, I read it on the internet. So, it's got to be true. End point.
Thank you, AP.
Pleasure. Well, I'll comment first since I read it. I think it's the first time I've actually seen you use emojis in your poem, Hatter. Is this a developing thing? Yes, where there was a pussycat and there was a fire there. Thinking, aha, that's interesting.
I wonder if I'll put a meow.
Burn or something. Anyway, that was my thinking. But I particularly liked the two forms of glue. My dad used to use it used to be called araldite here. You'd have part one and part two, and you'd put them together in a little syringe, and then they'd put anything together. Yeah, and I think that's the sort of stuff that you were talking about. And I particularly like the stanza that was that broken dish just make a wish and it goes back together. With Bond at two, it's almost true. It's waterproof in most kinds of weather. Oh, that's very neat. You could put a little advertising jingle around that just like that. It's really cute. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Hatter's almost advertising jingle?
I do. I like how... There's a couple of different mentions to, like, the Bond in there, but then we have cool stuff like you can light it on fire to fill your desires, or you can mold it for a hat. You can feed it to Fido, and another thing that I know. You can also feed it to your cat. And I'm like, wait. Then I had to go back. Next with Tanga Bada Bing Bada Bang. I mean, this is silly, but it's really fun. And we go from the Bond to some silly, and then we're back to the Bond. But I think that you were just the rhymes were running through your head, and you put them on, and they came out really cool. I mean, there's an astronaut in the poem, so it's cool all the way through, and it's a reminder that I think I'm going in the right direction in my editing here because it's. Like I said, it's all over there. Don't take too long. They're almost gone. Buy one, I'll send you two. It's just too much fun, Hatter. I like where you took it. And you said you lost one, so I'm kind of glad because this was a fun one. Nice art, too.
I thought it had a distinctly sort of Dr. Seuss feel to it, Hatter. It sort of had that sort of cadence, but it also had that sort of inquiry. I love the sort of inquiry and use of words. It's really neat. Yeah, I like this one, Hatter.
Thanks for reading it.
Ah, that was fun. Well, it's fun. Runs down the page. Slow, Hannah. I have to ask you the question. Have you had a chance to think about what could be an appropriate topic for next week?
Give me 2 more minutes and narrow it down.
You can have 2 minutes. You can have 2 minutes. And yeah. In that 2 minutes, I'm going to go to Deb to ask her what is coming up this week on A Team of Voices. Deb, what have we got coming up?
Well, on Monday night, for Personal Prompt Monday, we are featuring the words of Miss Crystal Hope. And I found this company called Butterfly Web Graphics, and it had some computer-generated art, but it was really cool and playful, and I thought it went with pretty well with some of the pieces that I chose from Crystal. And so there's a variety of choices and a variety of seasons, and should be fun. And then I'm trying to see which Tuesday we got here, because I can't remember if it was the one. There we go. Okay. That's better. So we're off on Tuesday. And then I haven't heard anything about Wednesday in a while, so we'll just say the next show is Sweet Pea Show on the 23rd. That's Thursday. And then Friday is the Man Cave with Stephen and Hatter.
Yes.
And then back to us on Saturday. Same time, probably. Same bat channel.
Something approaching it there. Something approaching this time. I think sort of works pretty well for all of us. And so, Hatter, Deb's given you then a few minutes to review your extensive available topic register that I'm sure you have sitting there in front of you.
Books.
Cool.
Nooks.
Books.
Books. We can be open to that. A lot of them going on. We can run with books. So that will be where we are for next week. It'll be with books. Now, Hannah, when we first started talking about Bond and I sort of said Bond themes and stuff, the first thing that you said was Shirley Bassey. Why? What drew you to that song?
Say that to the one I suggested?
Yeah, Goldfinger and Shirley Bassey.
Why? It's just the iconic Bond opening, you know, that horn.
Yes.
The instrument.
And I believe the drummer, Hatter, I believe the drummer might have become a Wrecking Crew member that was playing on this.
Oh, absolutely. I don't doubt that at all.
The drummer on this particular piece is Billy Strange, who ended up becoming part of
the bass player also. I think the bass player also. And those guys could play, most of those guys could play four or five instruments.
Yeah, that's right. They'd just go in and they'd grab the instrument that was sitting and they'd go for it, Hatter, you know? But there you go. So Deb, I think we're probably through the end of the show, I think, in record speed. It's only 40 minutes or so. So if that's the case, we might go and play Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey and head home. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a plan to me.
Okie doke. Well, if that's the case, my thanks to Stephen76 for sending in his piece. My thanks always to Deb and to Hatter. and to all the people out there in the virtual land listening to us. And so with that, go to the ridiculously iconic song, Shirley Bassey. Here we go.
Goldfinger, he's the man with a Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. The death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold, only gold. He
doesn't get better than that. Shirley Bassey doing a little bit of Goldfinger. And that takes us out for this little episode of Saturday Nights with Hatter, AP and Deb. We will be back for next week with the topic of books, and Mr. Hatter will be hosting. And thank you to everybody for listening, and we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
And thank you to the AP Taylor Poetry Foundation. Guys, good night.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. Night.
Love and respect. Hatter, call
me. Thank you.